Let's go through the Ramban again in Milchamas, and I think the picture is becoming a little bit more clear.
Sure. Yeah, right.
If anyone needs a copy of the Ramban, I have an extra copy of the Ramban. V'kach hi hatzoa shel Shmua. This is the way you should present the sugya. Pshita. So it's the first of the wide lines. Yeah. We're taking it from the top. He says, Pshita, Hecha de Nokat Kosa de Chamra Biyode, the Kosova de Shikrahu, Ubirech Baruchatoa, Shakol Nia Bidvoro, Bore Priya Gofen. Thus he caught himself, and right after he realized his mistake, and he had already made Shakol Nia Bidvoro, thinking it was a Shakol Nia Bidvoro, he added, attached Bar Pri Hagofen. Well, that was a mistake because he had in his hand. We're talking about the first case now, right? It's the Chamra, right? We'll get to your case in a minute, Rabbi. But right now, let's go through. You know, because what he does is the Ramban really clears the way for the more complex cases by presenting first the simple cases. So the simple cases where he corrected himself, right, realizing, I call it in the nick of time, that what he has in his hand is a koshel yayin. And that's what the Ramban says in the next part. He says, Lefi shehirgish miyad shel koshel yayin hu yatsa. And here the Ramban says this is very simple because even if he hadn't fixed this up, if he hadn't corrected himself, if he had left it as Shahakol Nia Bidvaro, that would be okay because of that super all-inclusive status of Shahakol Nia Bidvaro. Is Bein Dedezel Basar Psicha, Bein Basar Chasima. The Ramban is already presenting here what's going to come up later down the line, that there is some sort of contradiction here between the Psicha and the Chasima, because he started with Shahakol Nia Bidvaro and he completed his bracha with Bore Priya Gofen, but nevertheless, no matter who wins out in this battle, he's doing okay.
Psicha and Chasima are on the bracha words on the end, not what he had on his mind.
Right, right. That's Rashi Shita. Right? Rashi puts all the emphasis on Adaiti Dehochi Almanas, as we discussed at great length last week.
Right.
What the Ramban is looking at is the Psicha and the Chasima of the Nusach HaBroch as he enunciated it. And the Ramban says, no matter which way you go, you're okay, because even if you go with the shichra, meaning with the shahakol nia bidvaro nami yotza, because that's the right, the superpower called shahakol nia bidvaro. Okay, so that case he's certainly okay. Now here's another case where he's also okay. E nami, a second case. Here it's not that he has wine in his hand and he thinks mistakenly what he has in his hand is Shechar, but rather Nokat Kosa de Shichra Biyadeh, and therefore he recites, according to his mindset, he should be reciting Shahakol Nia Bidvaro. But what did he do? He made a mistake. Upasach Ubirech Bore Pri HaGofen. Then immediately correcting himself, realizing his mistake, and he finishes up the bracha with Shahakol Nia Bidvaro. So now the issue is, says the Ramban, is there a halacha of Toch Kedei Dibur? Meaning, does the principle that applies to, for example, I go to say this as we discussed the other day, that a person can rescind his original statement, nullify it, and substitute a second statement for his first, does that apply to brachos? He says, yata. Why? Shaharei chazar bo miyad Toch Kedei Dibur. He has the power and the authority to apply the principle of Chazara. V'siyem berchaso karoy. Again, he had mistakenly started with Bar Priya Gofen on the Shichra. Now, he substitutes Shakol Nia Bidvaro. he's okay. But the Ramban is bothered by one sort of side problem here. In parentheses, you might want to point out, hey, wait a minute, even if you'll tell me that the Siyum HaBracha, namely Shakol Diyavidvar in this case, is valid because he has a right to be Chozer Bo, but the Ramban still sees a problem of what, Rabosai? Hefsek, exactly. There's a Hefsek problem here because it's undeniable that there's a separation here between the beginning of the bracha, if you want to talk about Shemu Malchus, for example, which is going to come up later in the sugya, and the ultimate chasima behechsher, namely Shahakol Niyavidvar, because in the middle he wedges in Bari Pri Agofen. So here's the Ramban's chiddush at this point, and the Ravid is, we're going to have a lot to talk about in the Ravid about this. He says, Ubitnei Shahosif, but the fact that he added Bari Priya Gofen, lo pasal. That doesn't form a hefsek. Ella, but really what he's declaring, Yishamar Kodesh Baruch Hu Bara Zev Zev. That God created both the Priya Gofen, and he created Shahakol, everything is fine, and it's basically one long embellishment of a bracha Takodesh Baruch Hu. The punchline is the Shahakol Niyavidvar. Again, without the Shahakol Niyavidvar, he doesn't have a shot, because Bari Priya Gofen is not valid for Shichra. But if you'll ask, okay, he was Chozer Votokadei Dibur, and he has a right to do so, but nevertheless, although he completed the bracha with flying colors, with a shakol niyavidvaro, but what about the hefsek here that wedges in because of the Baruch Pri HaGofen? That the Ramban says is one long bracha takarish baruch Hu, you've created this and this. Okay.
Why doesn't the Ramban say that merely changing your mind is tok kedei dibur is good enough?
Because the Ramban holds that tok kedei dibur, we'll discuss this blineta later, but Tokhdei Dibur and Chazara work on the level of Chalos, but not on the level of the Maiso or the Amira. You cannot deny that he had that Amira. The fact that time has passed between the original, between the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha, the Shakol Niyavidvaro, and in the middle he said, he recited Borei Pri HaGofen, that he can't rescind. What he can rescind is to be machshir the bracha. That he has the power to do. But what about the hefsek in his bracha? That he can't undo. That's the reality of a maisa bracha. The maisa bracha he cannot undo. Chazar means, in kinyanim, for example, I don't want this kinyan. So he could rescind his das machnes, original agreement to enter into this deal. In the case of Haggadah, he can change his anus, but he can't rescind his maisa and his amira, so therefore the Ramban has a serious problem of hefsek, and in order to sideswipe this problem, the Ramban has to come up with this fantastical chiddush about incorporating the Bari Pri HaGofen into the bruch itself. Okay, now Rabosa, we get to the suffix. What is therefore the suffix of the Gemara? Ella, says the Ramban at the end of the second wide line, Pasach akasa de shikra bit a shikra. He has a shakel and he recites a shakel. All is well. You know, this is what you call in the Gemara's language called Amosiv Gorea. Over here, he added something, and the question is, do we again activate the principle of Chazara, but this time not Litaken, but rather Lekalkil? Because what did he do? Tov a Chazarbo, he decides to do a Chazara, meaning Tokidei Dibur, Visiem Bidechamra Oivei. That's not good. Because he's got in his hand a kos of yayin, a kos of shechar. You can't be yotzi bar pri agofen for shechar. Could go and shomer shakol niyavidvar bar pri agofen. My, oh. So first, the Ramban introduces a svara to undermine and invalidate the universal halach of chazara in the first side. Obviously, there's going to be a second side. I was a little bit bothered by the way the Ramban did this. I personally, you know, just a stylistic point, I would have been happier if the Ramban would have begun with the second side, which I think is the simple side. You know, it would be consistent. Let's say consistently we had an Akira which worked when you mistakenly said Bar Pri HaGofen, then you changed your mind, Shakol Nivaro to be Metaken. Now you started with Shakol Nivaro and you mistakenly messed up with a Chazara of Bari Pri HaGofen, and I would think that let's be consistent and say that to the same extent that Chazara operates l'takein, Chazor should operate l'kalkel as well. But the Ramban decides to start his presentation in the opposite direction. What would be the reason to say that here Chazor doesn't apply? And this again we discussed at great length. I want to just review it. My Basar Iker Brachas Linon V'yotza. Here you do not apply the principle of Chazara, even though an aid can testify and then he decides to invalidate his Eidus, or a Mavarech could decide that he made a boo-boo and he wants to fix it up and he could rescind his mistake, his kilkul, but nevertheless here to be Mekalkel a Bracha, no. That he can't do. He can't utilize the power of Chazor Tokedei Dibur in order to be makalkal and undermine a bracha and invalidate the bracha. Why? Shekvar hishlim birchaso kehalacha. You know, it's almost as if the bracha has a life of its own. It's like, you know, there's halacha in Karkos of Chazaka. The bracha made a Chazaka, and you can't undermine that Chazaka. The bracha has a life of its own. You can't defeat it. It was chal. The bracha was chal. Good. There was a chalos heksher bracha. V'chazara b'tosh shechazar v'siyim shelo karoi lo avi chazara l'posla. And at this point, you don't know which words in the Ramban to emphasize. And again, you know, if we have time, not today, because again, I want to move on to other sugyas, but if we would have had time, I would choose the word tos here. And that would be a whole discussion unto itself. But today, we're going to leave the word tos, sort of de-emphasize the word tos, and we're going to just emphasize the words chazora shelo karoi lo avi chazora l'posla. Meaning that the Ramban here in his first Tzad postulates that even though Toch Kedei Dibur and Chazor work in the Reisha, meaning Litaken, and therefore if he mistakenly began with Bar Priya Gofen, he can conclude by rescinding the Bar Priya Gofen and Shakol Niyabidvaro, but in the reverse, where he began with Shahakol, which is valid, and now he's going to rescind the Shahakol and substitute the Bar Priya Gofen Likalkel because he can't be Yotzi with that Nusach HaBracha on Sheikhar, that he doesn't have the ability to do. And the Ramban doesn't tell us why. Oh, Dilma, and now it's the simple, straightforward pshat, in the second side of the Gemara, Afilu Bizu, Basar Chasim Azlinin V'lo Yotza. But now, Rabosai, for our purposes, the words bus, if I had a blackboard, Basar Chasima Azlinen equals Chazara Toch Kedei Dibur. Okay, that's my equation for our purposes today. So on Monday, we offered two different answers to the question as to why in the first side the Ramban thinks the Chazara Leposla Lo Avi Chazara. And the first pshat was that since the sugya in Nidarim that we discussed at great length itself limits the ability of Chazara, and therefore a person, if he's very, very serious and deliberate about his decision, he doesn't allow himself Chazara. And the Ramban says because it's so chamur that he doesn't say to himself, well, give me a little bit of time, maybe I'll rethink it. No, he worshipped Avodah Zarah, he violated the Isur of Magadei Fas Hashem, there's no Chazara Toch Kedei Dibur in those cases. He gave his wife a get. This was not haphazard. It didn't roll off his sleeve. He went through every stage and deciding, Kimatzabar of his Dover koi to one Tana. Or in the case of Kedushin, he makes her into an Eshesish, Vyosak Kuliyav. All these cases are serious decisions that he made, and he never intended to allow himself a period of time for Chazara Toch Kedei Dibur. Well, then we're going to always have to come back to the Reisha and justify the fact that if he started with a Bar Priya Gofen, he can fix it up with a Shahakol Nia Vidvaro, and that for sure works. And the answer there is, the way we explained it the other day, is that the Shahakol Nia Vidvaro is a Hashlama of his Bracha, meaning His Bari Priya Gofen, although it's a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harai, it's not a Hefseg, that's what we discussed in great length, but nevertheless, that thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this particular context does not have the status of a bracha. It might be a Maisa bracha, but it's not a bracha al pidin. It doesn't have a chaloshem bracha. And the reason is because he's got Shechar in his hand. So what's Baruch Priya Gofen on Shechar? It's totally erroneous. It's totally irrelevant. And therefore, you don't need to operate with Chazorah. That was our first shot. In the case where he had a valid bracha of Shahakol, and now all of a sudden he wakes up and he says, no, Baruch Priya Gofen. There he had a valid bracha. Since he already had a valid bracha, he wants to now employ the power of Chazara. In brachas, there's no power of Chazara tol kedei dibur. Ah, in the Reisha, he started with Shakol Yibidvaro. He started with Bar Priya Gofen, and then he went on to Shakol Yibidvaro. The Bar Priya Gofen is nothing. It's Keman Delesedomi. We'll soon see a language in the Ramban as we go through it. Keman Delesedomi. It's nothing. It's not a bracha. He doesn't have to be Chozer Bo. He doesn't need to implement the power of Chazara. Call it neutral, okay? It's commando lesedomi. It's neutral, but in the second case, it's not neutral because he has shechar and he makes a bar shahakol niyavidvaro. It's absolutely valid, and now he wants to employ the power of chazor that he doesn't have. Because brachas is too serious. Lo sis Hashem Hashem l'shav is holy of holies. It's up there in the Big Ten. It's on the Decalogue. And next, the second shot that we gave is that no. Why is the Ramban in the Gemara? I mean, it's the Gemara according to the Ramban vacillating and thinking that Chazorah here will not undo his bracha, will not nullify his bracha for a different reason entirely. And that is, and here we're going to emphasize the words Hoil, the Ramban says, V'siyem, where is it? Just let me get the words that I want to emphasize here. Shekvar Hishlim Birchaso Kehalocha. Those are the words I want to emphasize. And the Ramban holds the following in the second interpretation that we suggested. The halacha of Chazara Toch Kedei Dibur applies whenever a person is involved in a process, and he always has the ability to extend that process. So let's define two roads. One road says that, you know, I stopped at a certain point, but I can continue. If I want, I can continue. Another road says you got to a certain point and it's meaningless to continue, because you've already arrived at your destination. If you want to continue, you'd be going backwards. Says the Ramban, in one side here, the first side in the way he presents it, in the case of Chazara, Tokedei Dibur, I have the right to continue. Nobody puts a stop. The gun didn't go off and said to the aide, you know what, you told me a story. Finished. Your testimony has ended. Okay? So too, we discussed at great length the sugya of Kriya al-Meso. He wants to be Korea. He wants to decide to be Korea more and more and more. So he started his Kriya before Yetzias Neshama. He wants to continue his Kriya, Kriya with an ayin, right? After Yetzias Neshama. And he can do so. And therefore the Kriya itself extends Tokedei Dibur whenever you can extend the Maisa. In the case of Bracha, the Ramban holds it's meaningless to extend the Maisa Bracha because the Bracha was already Kehil Chasa. Meaning, there was a Chalos Hechsher Bracha. With the Hechsher Bracha, his Maisa Bracha, his Maisa Mevarech, has terminated. And once it's terminated, he's Ois Kaplitschmacher. He has no status here. He cannot be Chozer Bo, because the whole din of Chazor and Tokedei Dibur is predicated on the fact that he continues his Maisa. He allows himself, and Halach allows himself, Tokedei Dibur. That doesn't apply to Bracha. Or, Odilma, maybe not. Maybe Chazara means that whatever I create, Hu Mosif La, Hu Mefarik La, he can rescind. And that's a universal halacha. And if it should apply to brachas as well. Why did we offer these two interpretations? So let's read Vayta in the Ramban. Toshma. The Gemara is going to offer a proof from a Braisa about Birchas Kriyat Shema, and the Gemara is going to shlug up that proof. It's going to reject that proof. Toshma, the Amrinon, we have in a Braisa, Shachris, Posach, B'yotzer, Or, V'siyem, B'marav, Aravim, Lo Yotza. And this itself is going to prove, says the Rabban, that there is Chazor in Brachas, even Lekalkil, because it says Lo Yotza. He started so beautifully. It was Shachris, and he recited Yotzer Or. And he concludes it with Ma'ariv Aravim. Can he be Chozer Bo? Now you and I would have said, well, this is not Chazorah. He's got to complete the Bracha, does he not? It's not like the case where he starts with Shachal the Abivar, and he could have ended there, quit while you're ahead, and there's a complete Bracha, and then he decides to go on with Bari Priya Gofen and to be Makalkil his Bracha with Chazor, etc., etc. Here, he hasn't finished his Bracha. So Rabosai, what I mentioned is the following, that the Ramban soon... He recites Yotzer Or, the Gantz of Bracha.
Instead of saying Yotzer Or,
what else he says, Ma'arav
Harov. It's the same thing.
No, I'm just saying, there I can understand.
No,
he's being Makalka, right? Because now it's Shachar. So, well, I'm just suggesting that Lechora, this has nothing to do with our Suffolk. Why did the Gemara even have a Havamin and that this would be relevant? Here, he never completed the Bracha. And he improperly and incorrectly completes his Bracha with Ma'arav Haravim, Shachris. His Fashtesach, I understand, without blinking, Lo Yotza. What does that have to do with our case where he completed his Bracha Shakal Ol Sheikhar and then he decides to be Chozer Bo with the Bar Priya Gof? It's not relevant. So I pointed out, and I re-emphasize this as Chazara, it's very important, that we can only understand this line in the Ramban that we're learning now in light of what he's going to say a few lines later, that with regard to a Bracha Arucha, you could be Yotze even B'dieved, you could be Yotze with a Bracha Ktsara. And therefore the first part of his Bracha, although it didn't become a Bracha Arucha with Chasima, nevertheless it's enough to be Yotze. So now basically when he adds Ma'arav Aravim at the end of this Bracha, that's Chazara. And if he's not Yotze, it means that there's Halach of Chazara Toch Yedei Dibur. Pirish. Shebirech HaBracha Kula B'Yotzer Or... He has the entire Bracha B'Yotzer Or, and I would add that according to the Ramban Shita, he was there for Yotze if he would have quit while he was ahead, but he didn't do so. V'chasam, Bracha Toshem Amarav HaRovim. The Havile Nokat Shichro Pasach B'Shichro. In other words, he said Shakol Nivinvara. And then he was Chozer Bo V'Siyem B'Chamra. Avol Pasach B'Marav HaRovim. Ubirech kula bishel arvis v'chasam baruch ato Hashem yotzer hami oros, where he has the chasimas habracha. And again, according to the Ramban, since it's a b'dieved situation of a bracha ktsara, you can be yotzer with a bracha ktsara, is yotza to have lay pasach b'dechamra v'siyem b'deshichra period. Oh. Now, let's go back to the Reish. So Rabosai, what we have to focus our attention on is the Reish. He started with a bracha of Yotzam Oros. He said the entire bracha, and then he decides to say, bracha to Hashem, Ma'arav HaRovin, lo yotza, k'toni miyus bereisha lo yotza, shmamina, bosar chasim azlinen. Remember Rabosai was on the blackboard before. Bosar chasim azlinen equals... Chazor Tokidei Dibur. You see that a person can remove and rescind and be mekalkel his bracha Tokidei Dibur. Ukiktoni akol holech achar achisum. Achisum means that you can decide to undo what you did and therefore nullify your bracha. Uparik, and the Gemara rejects it. Hasam, there it's different. Ika bracha bechasima. Klomar, liolam em lecha b'pasuk b'deshichra adeshichra. Afagav the sea b'dechamra. He started borei shakol niyabidvar, then he completed it with bar piagof and yotza. In other words, there's no possibility of chazara. Lefisha kvar nishlam abrachasul legamre. Umay diomer basar hachi mili dechdinenu. It's meaningless. Again, meaningless in the sense that it won't even be a hefsek. Because after all, he says he's thanking Hashem for creating the juice of grapes, of vines. What does that have to do with Shichra? But the answer is, it's not considered a hefsek because it's merely the chdi nidu. Or as you said it before, it's neutral. The afgav de toybe leslan ba. Avol bibraisa, he means the ratio of the braisa, which tells us that he's not yotze when he completes his bracha. Birchas kriyas from with ma'ariv haravim, kevod sheyesh ba chasima. Oh, what does it mean, yesh ba chasima? Again, translate the Ramban into our language. What kind of bracha is birchas amoros? Ktsara or arucha? It's arucha. That's, again, if I had a blackboard, kevod sheyesh ba chasima means to bracha arucha that requires at least lechatchila a chasima. Is adayin. Now, here there are two girsos. Apparently, the Madpis, again, I don't know why he made this decision. Maybe he had manuscripts. I'm not going into the history of it. But he prefers the second girsa. I happen to like the first girsa better, because I think it's like Rav Chaim Shpach. He says, Adai mitoras brachosu, or mitorefa brachosu. Either way, what he's saying is that although he can be yotze with the Psicha, namely with the bracha ktsara of the nusach of Yotzer Hamaoros, Yotzer Orvei Chosh, etc. But nevertheless, you can't deny that the chasima is also part of the guf ha-bracha. It's part of the guf ha-bracha as the Torah's bracha because it's a bracha arucha. That's what it is, l'chatchil, and that's what he should have done. Ve'chol zman sheshina lo yotza, meaning he has the right to do a shinui, which earlier the Ramban used the word chazora. Now he used the word shinui, and therefore there's no proof. Okay? Now, before we go on in the Ramban, I would like to try to analyze the Havamin of the Gemara and the Maskot of the Gemara. What was Gemara thinking when it equated with the analogy of this Reisha of the Braisa to our case of Shakol Nia Bidvaro Bar Priyagofen, and why did Gemara reject it? So I thought the following. It all depends upon how we interpret the Suffolk itself, the first side of the Suffolk, that Chazorah LeKalkil doesn't work. If Chazorah LeKalkil doesn't work because he's very nervous about brachas and lotisa, shem Hashem lashav, umachmas chomer ha'inyon, he's gomer v'daito, period. A complete, full-fledged gmiras das without any hesitation. If that be the case, then the Gemara is a perfect proof from Yotzer Ma'oros, meaning Pasach V'Yotzer Or V'Siyim B'Marif HaRavim, because there too we should disqualify the Siyim, even though the Siyim should work as a Chazorah and a Shinui, but nevertheless we don't have Chazorah in Brachos because he was very serious about his original Bracha. Why does the conclusion, the closure of Yotzer of Marif HaRavim disqualify his Bracha? It must be Midin Chazorah. If it's Midin Chazor, you see that even in brachos, despite all the heavy COVID rush that has to go into making a bracha and a deliberate decision, nevertheless, you can operate with Chazorah. The Gemara says, no. That's not the issue. The issue here is because you have a complete Maisa that comes to its termination. You know, there's a big sign that says, finito, you made the bracha, you said Shakol Nia Bidvaro, Gavarno, it's over, ball game over. Your Maisa Bracha has completed itself. The ball is no longer in your hand. You know, in football, you have to have the ball in your hand. Again, depending on what you mean by football, depending on what country you're coming from, but in American football, at least, you know, if the ball is in your hand, you can run with it. If you fumble it, and the ball's out of your hand, there's nothing to talk about. You have a status as a Maisa Mevarech, and therefore the power to do Chazor, Tokadei Dibra, as long as you're involved in a Maisa Bracha. If the Bracha is complete, and it's Chal, bye-bye, Charlie. Ball game over. The bracha is complete. There's no Maisa bracha. There's no extension. It's not like Kriya that we discussed or Haggadah Seidus. And therefore, there's no Chazor. In the case of Ma'ariv HaRavim Lo Yatza, that's because he's still continuing his Maisa bracha. True that Bidi Evan, he could be Yotzi with the bracha Ktsara. even without the chasima. But nevertheless, the chasima is an integral part of the bracha. This bracha is a bracha arucha. It's a bracha that has a chasima and cries out for a chasima. Therefore, he still has the status of being a mevarech, and that's why he can do chazor. So again, if we go with the first approach that claims that fundamentally bracha is one area of one territory of halacha where there is no halacha of chazor at all, then we don't understand this braisa. The braisa is telling me no, there is chazor in bracha. So Raya, he said Meir of Harofim, and he undermines his bracha. There was chazor in Akira. If on the other hand we go with the approach that fundamentally there could be chazor in brachas except for one problem. Namely, that the Maisa Bracha was completed. Why? Because once there's a Hechsher Bracha, you no longer are a Mavarech. Sit down and take your seat in the audience. And therefore there's no Chazara. If that be the case, says the Gemara, you have no Raya from Ma'arav HaRavim. Because Ma'arav HaRavim, insofar as Birchas Kriyat Shema, Maisa Bracha Arucha, is still part, an integral part of the Bracha. He's involved, he's engaged in the Maisa Bracha, and therefore he could do Chazara. Not like the first way we said it, that there's no Chazara in Brachas at all. If there was no chazor and brachas, all the Gemara is a good proof that there is chazor and brachas. If on the other hand we're saying that okay, there's chazor and brachas, but the ma'aser bracha is complete because there's a hechsher bracha, the bracha has its own life, its own entity, then you have no proof from Ma'ar v'Aravim, because Ma'ar v'Aravim is an integral part of the bracha.
So if technically they will say Ma'ar v'Aravim, you say it's a Ma'ar, it's not going to be okay. Like the case of Berik Adolfo and Shaitan they do.
So I think what you're saying, Daniel, if I understand you correctly, is, and this is very sharp, that we can extend the Maisa Bracha to include Ma'arav HaRavim because it's a Bracha Arucha. Now he wants to employ his power of Chazara. That would also extend his Maisa Bracha so that now he can be Chazor Bracha from the Ma'arav HaRavim. And now he can correct himself.
Except that Ma'arav HaRavim in Shachris is not neutral. It's not part of let's say it's part of Mass Bereishis, like the Rambam said earlier. This is Mass Bereishis, that's Mass Bereishis.
Well, are you referring to the Gemara in the next line about, Mida Yom Balayla?
The Ramban said that on the second line.
Oh, that line in the Ramban?
Can you use the same logic in Ma'arav?
Maybe. It'll be more appropriate once we see the Gemara of Midas Laila Bayom.
Yeah, I never
thought of it. All right. So let's just see now where we're up to. V'im tiksha b'meh yotza b'meh sha'oma bruchata Hashem yotzer hama'oros v'loshaninu ein rashoy l'katzer. Ah, you'll ask me in the Seifa when he completes his bracha with yotzer hama'oros, how could he be yotzer? The halacha is that ein rashoy l'katzer. Oh, this was the line that I was referring to before. Ikal neymar ha'im kitzer yotza. That even though ain't a reshoy lekatzer, but he's yotze b'di'evet with a bracha ktsar where he needs an aruchach in ami muchach beperiketsa b'varchim. Fine. That's more or less what we need. Oh, now Rabosha, I want to study with you is the shakel of Itaria of the Gemara regarding Rav and Rav Yoch. How does the Ramban present the shakel of Itaria? Rav holds that the essence of a bracha is shame. That the Gemara calls psich. And Rabbi Yochanan says that shame is not enough. You need shame u'malchus. Oh. So the Gemara says the following. Ha nicha l'rav. Rav can understand this braisa very well. Hakol holech achar hachisum. Sheyesh bo bracha. Meaning that the status of Yotzer Hama'oros. Let's say, for example, in the Sefer, when he recites Yotzer Hama'oros, Yotza, in the Sefer of the Braisa, Yotza. Why? Because Hakol Holech Abasar HaChasima. That makes sense according to Rav. Correct? Because that Chasima, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer Hama'oros, despite the fact that he omits any mention of what? Malchus. Nevertheless, that's a valid full-fledged bracha according to Rav. Elo l'Rabbi Yochanan ma'ikol and meimak kloma. Hello, ikar bracha b'poseach. The ikar of bracha is the shem u'malchus, and that he doesn't have in the chasima. The chasima is just baruch atah Hashem without malchus. In other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the logic should be that in the Reisha, where he started with a Yotzer Hamaoros, and he mentioned not only God's name, but also the kingship of God, therefore he's Yotze with the Ktsara dimension of this Bracha Arucha. And forget about the Chasima. That could make sense. But the Seifa, where he completes his bracha with Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Hamaoros, and the beginning of his bracha, the psichel of his bracha, has no mention of Malchus, so that's not valid for Rabbi Yochanan. I'm sorry. No. The beginning of the bracha, the psichel of the bracha, which has a mention of Malchus, is a nusach of Ma'ariv HaRavim, of Ma'ariv. Ella what? He completes the bracha with the chasim, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer Hamaoros. How can it be Yotzer with that? He doesn't mention Malchus. So everything should be just upside down, inside out. Ela al korch l'Rab Yochanan bracha. Ela al korch l'Rab Yochanan bracha shebechasima eino ela kishar tovse brachos v'hamli ka'omer baruch ata Hashem. And look at, and what's aleph mem hey elokeinu melech olam? Again, he doesn't say that, but it's as if he said it. Yotzer or Umarav Aravim. Do Dunya de Shikra Vechamra. In Cain le Rabbi Yochanan, my Pasach umay siyam de Ktoni achasima, Chlomar, she Pasach bechasima, Baruch ato Hashem Yotzer Hama Oros, Hamarav Aravim, de Ktoni lo Yotza Hainu Ba'ayan. Oh. So the Ramban says that the Gemara's kasha here, how do we square with Rabbi Yochanan, directly bears on the original question that we have, our original suffix, where he recites Shahakol Nia Bidvaro, and then he wants to be Chozer Bo and add Bore Pri Hagofen. And the case that we're dealing with is where he starts with Yotzer Hamaoros, and then he concludes with Ma'ariv HaRavim. Meaning, we just finished saying that there's no proof from this brisa. Why? Because this brisa is talking about a bracha arucha, and if he decides in the chasimas habracha to substitute Ma'ariv HaRavim for Yotzer Hamaoros, then essentially what he's doing is a chazara. And we said that that chazara works, even though chazara in the case of Shahakol Nia Vidvaro Bar Pi Hagofen does not work. And the difference being because in a bracha arucha, where the chasimas habracha is an integral attachment to the bracha and part of the bracha, if he recites Ma'ariv HaRavim, then he's still involved in the bracha, as we discussed, and therefore he has the power of chazara. Masha'en came in the case of Shakal Yividvaro, the bracha and the Maisa bracha concludes, completes itself, and he can no longer do chazara. Oh, says the Gemara, but wait a minute, there's something very very much missing here. You're going to tell me that the Yotzer Hamaoros in the chasima is going to salvage the bracha, and he's Yotze. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that's very impossible to maintain. Because how can be Yotze with a chasima of Yotze Ma'oros? Even if you want to tell me that that chasima works b'toras chazara because it's a bracha rucha, but nevertheless, he doesn't have within that chasima Shemu Malchus. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, a bracha without Shemu Malchus is invalid. Ella what? You're going to have to reinterpret this brisa according to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan, again, cannot tolerate being contradicted by the brisa. So how is Rabbi Yochanan going to defend himself? He's going to have to say that in this chasima, he was mevarech baruch ato Hashem, ma'ariv haravim, yotzer hamaoros. I'm sorry. He was mevarech in the chasima, baruch ato Hashem, yotzer hamaoros, ma'ariv haravim. And in this case, we consider it as if because there's a special status of chasima in a bracha rucha. Bracha rucha needs, it requires at least a chatchila, a chasima. Having upgraded that chasima to the status of a bracha, in order to complete his bracha, we consider as if he said, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Even though he didn't say that. And therefore, what he has here is a chazara. Because he says, Baruch Ata Hashem, and Ki'ilu Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Yotzer Amoros, which would have been fine. And then he says, Ma'ariv HaRavim. So says the Rabban. Just 1 second. I think I made one little mistake. Just give me 1 second to clear my brain. What's this started with? I'm sorry. Let's go back to the Reish. I made a mistake. So again, just to clarify this, in the Reish it says Lo Yotzer. What was the Reish of the Braisa? He said Yotzer Ar, but now he wants to implement Chazara through the Siyum of Ma'ariv HaRavim, and Chazara works here in this case because it's a Bracha Rucha, as we discussed. Technically Gemara, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, how could you postulate that there's a chazara over here? There cannot be a chazara because there was no Shemu Malchus. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, Hakol Holeich Vasar Psicha. Psicha in this case meaning Shemu Malchus. And there was no Shemu Malchus for anything other than Yotzer Ar. So why isn't he Yotze? So let's read it again in the Ramban. Let's just see the language. Where does it start? Vakshinan hanichal rav yeshlam b'dahakol holech achar chasiba sheyesh bo bracha el rav Yochanan Michael lemeim klomer hello ikar bracha b'poseach poseach means b'shemu malchus the e ikar lefluge mishum bracha de b'sicha is ibcha mistabra reishi yotze sefer lo yotze b'kol holech achar poseach sheyesh bo malchus el al karch le rav Yochanan. Bracha shebchasima eina ela keshar tofsei habrachos. The chasim itself gets upgraded to the status of a tofes habracha. Vahavilei kaomim bruchat Hashem al kenu yotzer or umayrif haravim. Tehu dumya deshichra vechamra. Right, which means that in the reisha, it's as if Here's what the Ramban is saying. Okay, now I have it a little bit better. Because Mitch, before I was saying that magically, it's as if he said Malchus. Forget about that. Cross that out. That was a mistake. No, what he said, it's not magic over here. What he's saying is that the Chasimas HaBracha, in the case of a Bracha Arucha, is attached to the Psichas HaBracha. Oh, that's much better. Okay, I read it again and now I see. So the Malchus of the Psicha now is stretched or is attached to the Chasima. Oh, so if that be the case, it's as if he said, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Yotzer Ar, because the entire Psichi said Yotzer Ar, and now he adds Ma'ariv HaRavim. And the Brisa says in the Reisha that he got Yotze, right? And it's exactly like the case where he recites Shahakol Nia Bidvaro, and then he says Varu Pri Agafen. That's what he calls Dumya de Shikra Vachamra. Because we're viewing it now as one long bracha. Correct? It's one long bracha. In Cain, Rabbi Yochanan, my Pasach umay Siyam de Ketani, Achasima. He's making it exactly parallel to the case of Shichra, where he says Shakol Nibidvaro, and then he adds Bar Prigov, he adds Ma'ariv HaRavim, Dikatani Lo Yotza, and yet he's not Yotze. Obviously, it means that there is such a thing as Chazara. See, Dahinu Bayan. That's exactly our suffix. Bayan means Iboilahu, right? It's called a Bayan. In other words, what the Gemara is saying now is not just the Ramban is saying this is not just a side parenthetical piece in the Gemara. You know, now we've learned this price, so let's see how this price works out according to Rabbi Yochanan. That's not what it is. Once we reinterpret the price according to Rabbi Yochanan, then we're coming on to Halach of Chazorah. And now, the Halach of Chazorah in this case, where he starts with Yotzer HaMa'oros and he completes with Marav HaRavim, is an exact parallel to our case of Shahakol Nia Bidvaro and Bar Priya Gofen. We're mamash operating within the context of Chazorah. Just one second. Oh, and what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that in the case of Shahakol Nia Bidvaro, his Maisa Bracha terminated, and therefore there should be no Chazara. Here also, in the case of Yotzer Ma'oros, his Maisa Bracha terminates. Because Yotzer Ma'oros now, since it's connected to the Psicha of the Bracha, which means the Shem of Malchus of the Bracha, that itself concludes and establishes his bracha, firms up his bracha as a bracha behechsher. How then should Marav HaRavim undermine the bracha and invalidate it? It must be mitzad the halach of Chazara. So we see that Chazara operates even though he had a bracha shlema behechsher. Mefarkinon, and the Gemara answers, Kidderabba bar Ula. The Omar Kidei Lahazkir Midas Yom Bolaila Kloma. What does this mean? We Olam Kineshaninon De Ikar Bracha Bechasima Hecha De Malchus. Amen. De Ikar Bracha Bechasima Hecha De Malchus Shevipsicha Eno Me Ein Chasima. Bekulu basa chasima zlina v'shani hacha sheino elokim mazkir midas laila b'yom midas yom b'laila hilkuk reisha lo yotza de'ika berchas arvisi v'seifa yotza de'shachrisi. Well, what's he saying now? This is murder. Rosh, the language is murder. The question is, how does Ula help us over here? What is Ula saying? He's a son of Delilah. So let's just think. I'm just thinking out loud here. Why do we attach his chasima to the psicha? So before we saw Ula, the reason we did it is because it's the general halacha of bracha arucha. And bracha arucha somehow gives me the ability to make this chasima into an integral part of his bracha. Now, if that be the case, then we see that there's halacha here of chazara because he was yotze already with yotze ma'oros. Oh, says the Gemara, no. That in truth, we have the principle of ula. And what does ula teach me? That even during Shachris, we have to mention Midas Laila. So therefore, if he starts his bracha with Yotzer Or, correct? He starts his bracha with Yotzer Or. And now he concludes his bracha with Mariv Aravim. So it's not the pshat, like we said it before, that the Ma'ariv HaRavim is considered part of the psicha, but rather, since there's Midas Laila B'Yom, therefore, the Meir of Aravim, just one second, is what? Let's see one more time. Okay, we're also going to take a little break here for a minute or two. I'm sorry, I have to go over this Ramban one more time. Let's see what. Gemara thinks that the reason why Ma'ariv HaRavim invalidates the bracha is because of Chazara, and therefore so too Baruch HaGofen is going to invalidate his bracha because of Chazara. And for the Gemara, no, we have the halach of Ula of Midas Laila Bayom. So there, since Midas Laila Bayom is therefore, it's not considered a chazara. Oh, now I think I got it. In other words, what was the tzad to say that the Borei Pri HaGofen at the end cannot operate midin chazara because he's already completed his bracha? And when did he complete his bracha? When he said shakol niyabidvaro. Oh, if that be the case, then if there's no chazara once he completes his bracha, then when he recites Yotzer Or, how could Ma'ariv HaRavim undermine the bracha and disqualify it? Lo Yotzer in the Reisha, he's already completed his bracha. So the Gemara answers with Ula. The halacha here, correct? So what do we want to prove? We want to prove here that Ma'ariv HaRavim, his chasim of Ma'ariv HaRavim, operates midin chazara. I, Rabbi Yochanan, and the answer is no. We're going to link up the psicha with the chasima, and therefore you have shebu malchus. Oh, Gemara says, name. That's not the pshat in the reisha. The reason why the reisha is lo yatza is not midin chazor at all, but midin midas laila bayom. Oh, in other words, Borei Pri HaGofen is a stira to shakol niyavidvaro. Because what does he have in his hand? Shechar. So Borei Pri HaGofen is a posel. It's an alien element that redirects the bracha in the wrong direction, and therefore passes the bracha. So the answer is, he wants to utilize the power of chazara, and we want to defend the position that there is no chazara in brachas, because he's already completed his maisa bracha. He's got a bracha behemesh. Says the Gemara, now that we have Ula, that logic is not the logic that underlies and explains this brisa of lo yatza. It's not because of chazara. Chazara, if you want to be mechadish chazara, it would have to be because of, and you want to be mechadish chazara even in Borei Pri HaGofen, is because you have the right and the ability to undermine a bracha, even though it was what? Behechsher. Oh. And now you want to tell me that Yotzer HaMa'oros completes his bracha, and when he adds Ma'ariv HaRavim, it only operates to undermine his bracha midin chazara. Says Gemara, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that unlike Borei Pri HaGofen, which is a totally foreign alien element to the bracha on Shechar, Ma'ariv HaRavim is not totally alienating to the bracha, because the bracha for Shachris begins with what? Yotzer Or, and then it says what? Uvorei Choshech. Ma'ariv HaRavim is not some sort of alien bracha. that operates midin chazara, meaning there's one bracha pitted against another bracha, and the last bracha wins out midin chazara. No, that's not why he's not yotze. It's not that Marav HaRavim is a different bracha, which is totally, totally foreign, and stands, you know, put up your dukes to fight the bracha of Yotzer Hamaoros. No, Marav HaRavim is itself part of his Maisa bracha. Why is Marav HaRavim part of his Maisa bracha? He's supposed to be testifying now about God's creation of light, not God's creation of darkness. The answer is Ula, because Ula says that the bracha during the day has to include not only God's creation of light, but also God's creation of darkness. And likewise, the bracha at night has to include not only God's creation of darkness, but also God's creation of light. If that be the case, then when he recites when he says Yotzer HaMaoros, so then he wants to add Marav HaRavim, his additional Marav HaRavim is not a foreign element to his bracha. Adarav, it reflects what he recited in the Guf HaBracha about Borei Choshech, and therefore becomes part of his bracha. If it's part of his bracha, then he's not yotze, because he cannot be yotze with a chasima of Marav HaRavim. So again, even though Rabbi Yochanan normally would say, if there was a battle between the psicha and the chasima, who would win out? The psicha would win out, but here the chasima plays an important role, and we upgrade it to a status of part of the bracha. It's not alien to the bracha because it's midas laila b'yom, which according to Ula you have to recite. Therefore, it becomes part of the bracha. If it becomes part of the bracha, then even Rabbi Yochanan can adopt the position of hakol holy basar chasima. And since hakol holy basar chasima, and his chasima was Marav HaRavim, basically he recited Marav HaRavim by day. Has nothing to do with the din of chazara.
They say you can mention it as light of the yom. Why is the Marav HaRavim at the end?
Because at the end of the day, you can't recite Marav HaRavim during the day. That's Mishanah Mimadbeh Shetovu Chachamim. He's mamish changing the bracha. He made the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Marav HaRavim, and that chasima wins out against the psicha. So even though the psicha in and of itself could have been complete, but as long as he has to add midas laila, if he does so, then his chasima becomes the bracha. It would be, what shall I say, it would be like a person who would come on the morning of on Shachris and recite Baruch Atah Hashem Marav HaRavim. Even though he's reciting midas laila, he can't be yotze, because his bracha is defined by that chasima. And if the chasima was Marav HaRavim, which is appropriate for night, it cannot be valid in Shachris. Okay, that's as far as the Ramban is concerned. Now, if you take a look quickly, we'll see what we can fit in the next few minutes. The Ran quotes the Ramban. You have such a thing? So what does the Ran say in the name of the Rambam? He says, HaRambam zal mefarish b'inyan acher sheposach b'dishichra v'siyim b'dechamra yotza. Ratzalom shegomar kol ha-brocha kimo im ha-yashecha v'yachach siyim v'yomar borei pri ha-gofen kodem shi-yishte kigon sha-omar sha-hakol liyim b'dvar borei pri ha-gofen yotza kevon shesiyim koroi Elahecha did knockat kasa the shikra biyadu pasuk b'dechamra v'sim b'dechikra kon shalom baruch ato Hashem bari pri agaf and shahakol niyam b'dvaru mai pasuk psichas lin and klomar achar ma sha'omer b'tchilu bari pri agafim v'lo yatsa shabrocha lo hoi sa klum o achar ma sha'omer b'sof shahakol is v'abrocha nemra karoi. In other words, according to the presentation of the Ran in the Rambam, the question is whether a person can be mesakein a bracha toch kedei dibur. In other words, according to this shita, it comes out that with regard to achiras habracha, that was a davar pashut, that you cannot be mekalkel your bracha toch kedei dibur. There was no issue about that. And therefore, if you started with shahakol niyav dvaro, the fact that you added Bari Pri Hagafen is meaningless, it's irrelevant. You cannot be Oker and Makalkal Yabracha Tokedei Dibur. But the question is, do I have the right to utilize Tokedei Dibur to be Misakin my Bracha when I started with Bari Pri Hagafen and I ended with Shahakol Nia Bidvaro? Can I fix up the Bracha by activating the principle of Chazor Tokedei Dibur? So again, Rabbi Osher, what we have to understand here in the context of this presentation, the Rambam Shita, Rabbi Yonah, is the following. Why is it that it's clear, without a shadow of a doubt, in this frame of reference, that Kilkul is not Tokedei Dibur LeKalkul is not operative, but nevertheless it could be, and that's what the Gemara is vacillating about, that Tikkun Tokedei Dibur would be meaningful. Why is Tikkun meaningful and not Kilkul? And I think the answer lies in that one line in the Ramban that we saw, and Daniel, you were focused on that line, and rightfully so, that Borei Pri Hagafen can be viewed as part of the bracha and not a foreign element. So it means like this. The truth is that if you recited Shahakol Nia Bidvaro on Sheikhar, that's it. The Maisa Brach is complete. The Heksha Brach is complete. There's no Chazor. Chazor only allows you when you're continuing the Maisa, then you can be Chose Tokedei Dibur. Here you completed your Maisa, take a seat and watch the game. But in the case where he started with Borei Pri Hagafen, how do we view that? And this is what the Gemara vacillates about. Is Borei Pri Hagafen a bracha when it comes to Sheikha? Well, yes and no. On the one hand, universally, Borei Pri Hagafen is a bracha. The halacha validates Borei Pri Hagafen as a bracha. In other words, Borei Pri Hagafen has the status of a madea shel bracha, of a tofes ha-bracha. On the other hand, in this context, it's a meaningless bracha. So how do I view this? Do I view this as nothing? It's kemando lesa dummy. It's not even a maisa bracha. And therefore, he is still involved in his maisa bracha. The Borei Pri Hagafen is completely removed from the scene. Or do we say no? That Borei Pri Hagafen itself engenders a bracha. And although in this particular context, it would not be chal as a bracha kshera, but it definitely is enough of a bracha to conclude his maisa bracha, and therefore he no longer has a right for chazor. In other words, to the same extent that Toch Kedei Dibur and Chazor does not operate lekalkel, and the reason for that is because he already has a bracha that's complete. He recited Shakol Diabidvaro, and that bracha has a life of its own, as we said before. He's completed his maisa bracha, sit down. So too, one could ostensibly argue that Borei Pri Hagafen as a maisa bracha is enough to block any possibility of Chazorah. Or the Gemara says no. Maybe there's a difference. If he's coming to him attacking his bracha, it means what he said, the Kilkul, is kemando lesa dami. It's nothing. It's not even a maisa bracha. It might be a maisa bracha in algamen, and universally. If you had a cup of wine, it would certainly be a maisa bracha. But here, when you have a cup of beer, it's not a maisa bracha.
We also know that the bracha, when you wait for the bracha, does not contradict Shahako.
Oh, so that's what he's saying. We can use the Ramban here and saying he wants to expand and embellish his thanks to Hashem.
As the Ramban actually contradicts.
Right, but let me ask you a question. If we view Borei Pri Hagafen as part of the bracha, then I still have my suffix as to whether Chazor could work when he wants to fix it up with a Shahakal. Because on one hand I say that since it's valid and meaningful to thank Hashem for creating Yayin, therefore I validate that as a bracha in general, abstract, not in this application. But once I can validate it as a bracha in abstract in general terms, it's enough to cut off his relationship to this bracha and his ability to be chosen. Or do I say no? that since it's a valid bracha, I can integrate it within a long extended maisa bracha, or alternatively, I could say that it's not a maisa bracha at all, and therefore, he has the right to be chosen. That's
it.
Right. There was no hesek hadas, so to speak.
Right.
But also, I just want to finish the shiur. I don't know if we'll get to the Ravid. The Ravid is brilliant. But the Rambam himself, until now we've been seeing Rabbi Yonah's presentation of the Rambam. The Rambam himself says something totally different. Open up to Perek Ches Milchus Brachas, Halacha Yud Beis. I think I wrote it on the Maror Mekomos page, did I not? Kol HaBrachos HaElu Shenistapik. No, this is not it. Sorry. Yirau. Lokach Kos Shol Shecher Biyodo. V'hischil HaBracha Al Menas Lomer Shahakol V'tov Yomar Borei Priyagofen Ein Machzirin Oso. Says the Ravid. The Ravid says, "Omar from Kol Masha Kosu Beilu and Yonim Hakol Hevel." Why is it Hevel? Because it's Hevel. It doesn't make a bit of sense. The Rambam doesn't say that he corrected himself. The Rambam says that he recited Borei Priya Gofen Geendik. Period. Says the Ravid, it's Hevel, Ein Hochem Ela Achar HaPirush HaHotzi B'Piv. Pirush doesn't mean the explanation. Pirush means Mashet Pirish, what he enunciated. The man said, with all the respect, Bori Priya Gofen. Bori Priya Gofen is not valid on Shechar. Ella, what are you going to tell me? Onis Rachmana Patre. The guy made a mistake. Good, so I won't give him patch. I won't give him 39 lashes for it. Fine. But to tell me he was Yotzei, his bracha, ain't machzirin also, doesn't make any sense. Okay, let's go on. Right. But again, what does he mean, ta'ut? Ta'ut where?
At the beginning.
No, I understand at the beginning, but I'm saying where wasn't there a toast?
In his mind
there was no toast. Says the Ravid. But what did he say? He didn't say the bracha. Rabosa, I want to ask you a question. I have a cup of water here. And I'm going to shuckle away. And I'm, you know, going to do yoga and contemplation. And I have shakal nivro written on my, you know, like Kodesh Lashem on the Metzach of the Tzitzit the Koyim Gadol. And I, was I yotze the bracha? There's no such thing, you know, with all the respect, you know, thought is important. I don't know. Again, I can't tell you where the Rambam, you know, a kol holech basar psicha to the Rambam means a whole other thing. Now, this is almost Rashi's shita to the extreme. Rashi says that kavana is koveya, the nature of the bracha. But Rashi didn't mean that kavana is koveya, the nature of the bracha, when you didn't recite the bracha. The Rambam took it one step further. And therefore, I would prefer, if I had my druthers, the nusach of the Rambam, as Rabbeinu Yonah and his Talmidim had it, not the way we have it in the Yad HaChazaka, the Mishnah Torah. The Tzarki Gadol, this Rambam. Okay, Rabosai, we'll stop here. If anyone's interested, I don't want to start next week with the Ravid, because, you know, I want to start with the new sugya. But if anyone's interested, I'd love to discuss the Ravid with you at some time that's convenient for I think so. Again, you know, Rabbi, if you ask me if I'm finished with the sugya, the answer is no. But, you know, I always have to figure out, you know... You know, how far I can push you with this. You know, I think we did a pretty good job on the Ramban.
One of the things that's God's chavim because the Baruch Hu need our brachos, not
right. But the Rambam is saying ain't machzir no, so you know, don't even bother how correcting it.
What's the biggest? How close I turn this control to the Baruch Hu? I'm thirsty, and I want to drink water, and I stop. done, but I take 2 seconds to make the bracha, or 10 seconds, it doesn't make a difference. I stopped, I denied myself the water that I want to drink.
The immediate pleasure.
That's the biggest scar that you get for it. There. So
but I don't want you to walk out here thinking that according to the Rambam, all I have to do is think and I'm yotzei bracha. So the Rambam is saying somehow that the Bar Pri HaGofen is converted to a shahakol because he recited the psicha. And somehow the psicha.
Right.
Again, I'm not saying I understand the Rambam, but I'm just pointing out that the Rambam doesn't mean that you could sit here and contemplate bracha. You know, that's a.
He said the substance of a bracha.
Right.
And we translate.
Right, it is a tofus of bracha, and somehow we have the right through his kavana to. We have to learn a second the Dharm. They're learning the Dharm now, right?
Yeah, I just looked, so I'm 10 behind. There was a case this morning, I just looked at it, there was a Yehuda Reb Shimon. I can't remember, every case is slightly different than the next one. There was a suffix in the Neder, and Reb Yehuda says, it doesn't count because if he didn't do it, he didn't do it. And Reb Shimon always, it's like in Shabbos, always goes after Machshav. Now, because he wanted the name of the Chali, that was going to be a Sabbath.
So maybe we'll look up that Sugi B'li Neder and see if we can make a, you know.
So what does that
B'li Neder
mean?
No, B'li Neder meaning, when you speak about looking up something in a Sugi, that's already a Neder almost.
So felt like when I was here, that came up in Akiva. And, they asked a question about it. I'm so fond to have an experience to travel with big cities in the